And we're with Frank Lobiondo, U.S. Our U.S. representative in Congress.
Currently, with the people running for your office, that we'll lose a Republican seat. Do you have a comment on that? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it's always been a very competitive district, and it's taken a lot of effort. Most members of Congress, if you're a Democrat, you're usually in a district where you're only worried about a primary, and as long as you wake up and you're breathing, you're going to be reelected. And most Republicans are the same way as well. I've been a target of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee every time I've run. And in fact, the polls don't close more than 5 minutes, and then they've already started in the next cycle saying about how they're going to come after me and take me out. So This district has always been very competitive with the politics and et cetera, et cetera. That having been said, I made a very conscious decision when I decided that it was time to let someone else to try to do this, to just try to stay out of this, to try to stay out of the primaries. I don't think a lot of people would really vote one way or another based on what I have to say. But the candidates who are in this have to present themselves to the people. They have to be able to answer the questions, and this is an exercise in democracy where voters should be interested. They should be asking questions, and they should be making up their own minds about the issues that are important to them, and specifically how the candidates feel about them. And I don't know enough about the major party candidates on our issues to suggest where they are on them. I don't know. I just haven't heard. That's not a topic that gets discussed a lot, but it's something you all probably should have, your fishing interest people be checking out.
Well, that's what
we're doing.
That would be us.
Mm-hmm. That would be us. That's right. we kind of have a we did carve a little niche, didn't we? The three of us and with a couple of other our compadres like Noel and Dave and Debbie and Ellen.
We're adding to the forces.
More specifically answer your question. There are a couple of pretty highly regarded sort of political analysis firms that look at all the races and try to predict what may happen or what may happen, may not happen. Right now, there are two that are particularly high profile. One is called Politico and the other is called the Cook Report. And they are both reporting that it is likely that a Republican will not hold the seat after November. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll say that 4 months is an eternity in an election. Things can change and one thing or another can happen. People don't, in our district, I found, really start paying attention till at least most of the people till after Labor Day. Right now in the summer months, people are busy, doing their summer business, or it's summertime here. So, the fate of the House of Representatives is really the flip of a coin right now. If Republicans hold on, it's expected that they will hold on by the slimmest of margins, which will make things even more difficult than they are now. And there are some who predict, if Republicans lose 22 of the current seats, then the House of Representatives will flip to control of the Democrats. They have their own internal battle about Nancy Pelosi, and the last time she was Speaker, I don't have too much good to say about how she led things. But Democrats would take control if they win 22 seats. And then it's their agenda for the House of Representatives. And one of the things that worries me is that there was a recent primary in New York State, and there was a very long-time member of Congress who was actually in Democratic leadership, Joseph Crowley. And he lost his primary very, very, very unexpectedly to a very articulate young woman who is proudly pronouncing herself a socialist. And she is driving, along with people like Elizabeth Warren, she is driving the Democratic Party far, far, far to the left. And that means that for bringing it home to, as I will interpret it for our issues, if you've got some of these really radical environmental groups, that's who these people are listening to. And they're going to take a key from, you know, Earth Justice and some of these other people who, if they have their way, you know, they'll shut off the ocean to everything. So it's a pretty dicey political situation. And if people think that they don't have a stake in this, they're badly mistaken. Wherever you are in the country, you better be paying pretty close attention.
Absolutely right.
That's a good warning.
Frank, we have so far been unsuccessful in even getting the ear of the current governor. In fact, before the election and all those things, we haven't gotten a response. We haven't gotten an audience. So, you know, we'll keep working on that, too. Is there anybody there we should be contacting?
That's pretty concerning. I don't really know our current governor at all, just through what I've read. I don't believe I've ever even met the man. But he's pursuing an agenda, and there's some who suggesting he's trying to lay the groundwork to run for president. But the person who has who's not been afraid to tangle with the governor, person who has is from South Jersey and has a lot to say about the agenda in New Jersey is Senate President Steve Sweeney. And Steve is, over the years, I've said it publicly and I'll continue to say it, has been a very good friend philosophically. There are things we disagree on. But when it comes to issues that are important to South Jersey, especially when we get into hunting and fishing and things like that, Steve has been really, really, really good. And he's somebody that I would, you know, I would think that it would make a lot of sense to try to reach out to if you've got to get points made that the governor's not listening to.
Thank you for the direction.
Thank you.